It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. ThetaCare Medical Center in Waupaca announced late last year it intends to close its labor and delivery unit on February 15th. The hospital system cited a low number of births, the increasing complexity of pregnancies, and having to compete with larger birthing centers outside the area, among other challenges. In response, members of the Waupaca community circulated a petition with thousands of signatures to pressure the health system to reverse its decision. And a Facebook group called Save Waupaca Labor and Delivery was formed. WPR spoke with members of that group, and here's some of what we heard.
I was about like 3.5 months away from giving birth when I figured out that I was going to have to find a whole different plan.
We were always the kind of community that was willing to do the right thing. And now we're feeling kind of powerless. The care providers that we live and work with, we love them. We're talking about the corporation that has sort of taken over care. Many of those physicians are going to leave here. They're families that are woven into this community. They're raising their kids here.
That was Cyndia Gullickson of Wild Rose and Marcy Reynolds, Sandy Teston, and Jane Peterson, all of Waupaca. To look closer at rural healthcare access, we called in Dr. Lisa Grill Dodson. She's founding dean and century dean of the Central Wisconsin campus of Medical College of Wisconsin. It's located in Wausau. Dr. Dodson has a background in practicing family medicine in a rural setting. Dr. Dodson, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Happy to be here.
You practiced family medicine in a rural area for years. How did that experience inform your understanding of healthcare in rural areas?
The rural health dilemmas have existed for decades, and lots of solutions have been proposed, sometimes not carried out for very long. So I think having practiced in a frontier rural area early in my career really informed the education role that I have now in creating and nurturing students who are willing to consider those kinds of careers, as the workforce problem has been going on for also quite a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you've ushered through, I think it's 6 medical school graduating classes in central Wisconsin. You know, what impact do you see on rural medicine when there is the teaching element of future doctors in a rural community?
Well, the reason that our campus is placed where it was is, even though Wausau is not highly rural, it is rural adjacent. So all of our students get experience working in smaller hospitals, critical access hospitals, and practices that are in small communities. We are starting to see that pay off in placement of our graduates in some of the harder to fill places in northern Wisconsin. We have graduates practicing in Medford and Merrill and some of the other really small communities where it's harder to recruit. So I think it's pretty essential that we exist near where we want them to practice, and they can see the high quality of care that can be practiced and the really rewarding practices that can happen in rural communities.
Looking at obstetrics specifically, ThetaCare's impending closure of its labor and delivery unit in Waupaca, which is part of a trend of fewer providers offering obstetrical care in rural parts of the state. Why is this specialty leaving rural areas?
Well, it's complex. There's always lots of reasons, but the primary boils down to 2 things. One is finances, and the second is support for the workforce. Those two, there's many factors within each of those, but the 2 things that really put obstetrical care at risk is the workforce and the ability to pay for it.
So the workforce and the ability to pay for it. Can you talk a little bit more about the workforce around obstetrics?
So in rural areas, family physicians fill in a large percentage of the care that's provided, either exclusively or in partnership with obstetrical gynecologists, sometimes general surgeons, and certainly in some places, midwives are used in rural areas as well. But the largest workforce problem is, of course, recruiting physicians. There's a long training time, and certainly some physicians are not willing to go and practice in areas where they are the only one on call sometimes for weeks or months on end. They may not have the skill set or feel like they have the skill set to practice the breadth that is needed there, and then the distance from referral centers and things like that. It's also, however, the hospitals themselves have to train nurses and technicians and all sorts of other people within the hospital system to address and deal with obstetrical problems that come up in the routine delivery as well as in complications. And so it's a combination workforce problem, not just physicians, but also many other healthcare providers that have to maintain their certifications, maintain their ability to care for a decreasing size of population of births in rural areas.
It makes me think about ThetaCare saying that the complexity of labor and delivery has been rising. And you know, in a rural area, you're not going to be able to go down the street to find a local, like, perinatal specialist or, you know, a physician who is handling a high-risk pregnancy and then, you know, neonatal and caring for preemies. Can this be an issue when you're trying to refer out patients?
It is. I think that largely the birth has become no more complex than it ever was. Birth is birth. I think we have created systems in which expectations are different. The technology has changed and evolved in some very good ways to improve outcomes and make things safer. And that does make smaller hospitals a little at a disadvantage trying to keep up with all the technology and the new bells and whistles. But it does also create a problem in referring out with many different kinds of problems and the distance involved in managing a high-risk pregnancy when you're an hour or more away sometimes from the specialist involved here in Wisconsin.
I wonder if birthing people expect the, as you call, the bells and whistles, being able to have those resources right there within the hospital.
I think only to a certain degree. I think that most people who live in rural areas are quite accustomed to having the basic healthcare provided nearby and only needing to go to higher risk centers when there's something else going on that requires that. A standard birth, the pregnancy and birth, does not require a high-risk center, does not require high-volume center. About a quarter to 40%, somewhere in there, of women deliver at low-volume hospitals in the United States. Many of those are rural. Some of them are not rural. And, you know, outcomes are very good. And so I don't think it's a given that women want or need to hide the bells and whistles, as we would say. Mm-hmm. And certainly, many, many women don't want the drive.
So when, you know, people are in labor in Wapaka, where will they need to drive to? What might be the distance to give birth?
The closest would be Stevens Point, which is, I believe, 38 minutes by, you know, again, assuming no weather problems, construction problems, that kind of thing. But that's a different health system. And so most women will not be able to choose outside care outside of their health system. So the closest within the ThetaCare network would be Neenah or Berlin, which are about 50 minutes away. Appleton's just a skosh farther than that. And then Shawnee is a little over an hour.
Wow.
And those are the remaining birth centers that ThetaCare offers.
Wow. Would that lead to more scheduled deliveries, perhaps? I mean, you don't want to really be in active labor when you're driving.
Right. Yeah, that's certainly one of the unintended consequences is probably an increase in C-section rate, where you're just too far away. We'll go ahead and just, you know, move this along either with an induced labor or a C-section.
We're talking about obstetrical care in rural parts of the state and the future of rural medicine in light of ThetaCare announcing the closure of its labor and delivery unit at its hospital in Wapaka. Dr. Lisa Dodson is here, Dean of the Medical College of Wisconsin's Central Wisconsin campus. Dr. Dodson, there was this report last year by the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health, and the most common reasons OB units close in rural areas are provider coverage, low reimbursement rates, and the low number of births, as you mentioned. None of these reasons are related to the health of parents and newborns or the health of a community as a whole. What stands out to you in this line of reasoning?
Well, I think overall, the biggest change that is needed is simply a change in mindset by legislators, health systems, patients themselves, everyone involved, that women's and children's health is an investment. It is not just an expense. Changing the oil in my car is an expense, but it is an investment in preserving the life of my car. And it's not different than that. Even the most mercenary among us should recognize that prenatal care saves money in preventing complications, preventing low birth weight, and many other things, which is why we want prenatal care to happen as locally as possible. Once the obstetrical services disappear from the hospital, it also becomes much harder to maintain prenatal and postnatal services and even care for newborns and children. So I think that mindset change is really where we need to focus and get us back to and recognizing this is an investment in our communities and in our health and in our young people, and stop kind of couching it completely in terms of just cost and whether it makes any money or not. ThetaCare is not unique at that, and I'm not casting stones at them. This is a national problem, and there is certainly many, many, many closures of obstetrical units based on finances alone.
57% of rural hospitals in Wisconsin offer obstetrics. That number is going down, according to this report from the Office of Rural Health. What does it mean practically for someone expecting to give birth in these communities when the local hospital doesn't offer labor and delivery? What do you do in that situation?
You drive. There are a few alternatives, home births with lay midwives and things like that. Most physicians don't recommend that as a course of action. And certainly people do follow that line. But you're basically getting in a car and driving for appointments and for follow-ups and for delivery itself.
Yeah, that makes sense. What do your medical students talk about when they look at this issue? What are their conversations like?
We have a unique group of medical students. We specifically select students for our campus who often come from rural areas and other underrepresented backgrounds. So many of them, particularly those interested in family medicine, are quite interested in obstetrics and providing those services to smaller communities. They will go find a place that they can do that within the state of Wisconsin or elsewhere. And there certainly are places, even within Wisconsin, that are expanding that. I think of Baldwin, which is a very small health system, Western health system over in the western side of the state. And they are expanding their health services, particularly important after several other closures of hospitals on that side of the state. So it is happening. And our students, I think, will seek out the places they can practice the scope that they would like.
Does it make a difference to be able to have your graduate students in these small community hospitals doing their training and you know, completing their degree in a rural setting?
Of course. One of the reasons that we're here is because we are able to place our students with practicing physicians in smaller communities where our students really get to participate in the day-to-day care of the patients, as well as see really high-quality physicians doing a full scope of practice. That's really hard to see if you're practicing in Milwaukee or Madison or some other larger city, where you tend to see primary care physicians, you know, having a much more limited scope of practice, able to refer out a lot more readily, and therefore they do that. And so I love having our students in some of our smallest hospitals where they're first assisting at surgeries and delivering babies and doing other things that you just don't get the opportunity as a student to participate in as fully in larger places.
I would imagine telemedicine has made an impact on areas of medicine in rural communities. But of course, with labor and delivery, that can't be the case. Are there perspectives here of telemedicine that could help out overall in obstetrics or no?
Sure. Yeah, I think particularly for things like high-risk monitoring. So if a round-trip, two-hour trip from Waupaca to Appleton, let's say, is what's needed. High-risk pregnancies are often being seen weekly or even more often than that during the last trimester of pregnancy. And so if we could do anything to have to eliminate some of that travel for both cost as well as safety reasons, traveling in Wisconsin in the winter is sometimes a little dodgy, and having the ability to provide telemedicine services to patients in rural areas, particularly those high-risk monitoring situations, that would certainly help. It, as you said, doesn't address the delivery piece, but it certainly may prevent some accidents on icy roads and, you know, other things that we would like to avoid happening, plus just the cost.
Can you still manage vitals and do those other things that you would do in a doctor visit for telemedicine?
Sure. Yeah, there are all different kinds of ways that we can do remote monitoring now with blood pressure, even other much more sophisticated things than that. So there certainly are things that technology has brought us that make this a lot easier, regardless of where you are.
And as you watch the situation with ThetaCare unfold in Waupaca, do you have any thoughts locally, or what should we be watching for here as we get closer to the 15th of February?
Well, I think I assume that Waupaca has prepared those women for what's coming. I know there's some movement afoot to try to bring community support to bear to keep the unit there. I think that we're going to see, you know, this probably be completed in a very short period of time, less than about 2 weeks. And those women will be driving probably most often to other ThetaCare sites. Hopefully we will not be seeing an increase in, you know, road births, underweight babies being born, you know, all the terrible outcomes that we try to avoid by providing local prenatal care.
Dr. Dotson, turning to you and your career, you'll be leaving your post as Dean of Medical College of Wisconsin Central Wisconsin campus later this year. What vision and values should the new dean have about rural healthcare and rural medical access?
Well, like I said, I think promoting this as not a luxury, but as a essential service that we need to provide. I think this is an investment in our communities, and I hope my successor continues to both seek out and recruit students who come from those backgrounds, because they're very underrepresented in the overall population of medical students, and also just continues to reinforce the importance and the value of providing this as an investment to communities. It's not just the health, but the unintended consequences of economic development. I mean, what business wants to move to a place where their young employees can't get the services that most of them need? You know, it's certainly one of the high areas of need for young families. Cancer screening, you know, chronic disease screenings, all of those things diminish when you reduce what a hospital or clinic can provide in a rural area. And my belief has always been that rural populations deserve the same great quality of care as everybody in the U.S. should have. And so I hope my successor will continue to emphasize that to our students and try to select students who are going to go out and meet that mission.
Dr. Dotson, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. It's good to talk to you.
That is Dr. Lisa Grill Dotson, Dean of the Central Wisconsin Campus of Medical College of Wisconsin that's located in Wausau. Dotson is stepping down from her role in June and will become founding Dean Emerita. She talked with us about issues facing rural obstetrical care and the future of rural medicine.